Talk to us about what you feel like has led to your success in the business space and now also in the baseball space.
Yeah, no, thank you very much, first of all, for having me. It's a pleasure. And when I think about work ethic, I think it's a great question. It's the threshold question, because even when recruiting talent to a company or working with colleagues or selecting partners, you really do want to know what makes people tick. Mm-hmm. And what makes people tick, whether it's the consequence of being chased by positive demons or negative demons, or an adaptive personality that had to overcome things that happened in formative years or because of a mentor in early childhood, whether it be a parent or someone outside the family, there is something that causes us to tick a certain way, or the speed in which we tick. And so I think what drives me, really, it does start in the home, or not in the home for some others, but for me, my father is in the steel business, a very hard worker, grew up during the Depression. I think that kind of experience of growing up, he was the son of a Russian immigrant at the turn of the century. My father was born in 1929, right at the beginning of the Depression. I think in his childhood, working hard really meant survival. Mm-hmm. But he worked hard and he was creative, and he was his ambition really was fed by this amazing ethic he had, and he did very well in the steel business. My mother and father were married when they were 19. My mother dropped out of college at the time to begin raising a family. As you said, I'm youngest of three boys. But later, as the boys and when I started to reach the age of around 7-8 years old, my mom went back to school, got her bachelor's, got her master's, got her PhD, and a law degree.
Wow.
So she had a work ethic that was almost second to none. And I think between the two of them, I had a very positive, two positive role models. And I didn't see them as much as I would have liked. I was much younger than my two older brothers. And I think that the birth order had a little bit to do with it, too, because I think when you're the third of three children and your brothers are 10 and 7 years older than you are, and both your parents are working hard with amazing work ethics, which you have to admire, but you want to see them more often. Right. I think for me, my adaptive personality at that time caused me to work hard to impress them, mm-hmm. to engage them, and to, I think as I got into business, it also gave me a common vocabulary and language for me to interact with my father, especially, being the male role model that I had. And so I think even, at the age I'm at today, I think I am still trying to impress my parents a little bit, to let them know that I learned from them and that I'm worthy. And, these are some of the things that drive me. Now, I'm aware of it, and I'm okay with it. And as a result, I think what I've done also, I think, as many children do, they try to somewhat modify or alter or change a little bit of the way their own parents were and then be better parents themselves. And, of course, then make new mistakes on their own.
Well, something they got to learn something, right?
That's right. But I think for me, having that balance and spending time with my children and while still working and building an enterprise is something that maybe I do a little bit better job of.